We understand that many of you have taken Mahayana precept today, so we rejoice in your merit, and we'll stop our teaching at 11:30, and then those who took Mahayana precept, free to stand up and go for your lunch, and the remaining we will just continue with a little bit of question and answer session, right, because we didn't take Mahayana precept, and then we will do the quick return prayers after that, okay?
Namo Guru Ve, Namo Vinaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Ve, Namo
Yeah. Oh.
I would like to advise all of ourselves to take a moment and cultivate the altruistic motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. With that kind of bodhicitta motivation, we should all engage in this teaching. Allow me to read a couple of passages from this great Lamrim text in the form of giving you an oral transmission blessing.
Mm-hmm. Grua mesaba so yela jeve jeva jeva da yuan ying be ce ma lo ni mi ta ge su su xia xie de lu du le jo gu ba jin no no me ta ba yela lo jo yela xie ra du xie wa xiu xie su gu ba xiu cha ba mo jin shuang ri xi lo ri xi lo gu ba le lo jo xi gu ba ni de lu yin ji Sima chori ji gu ji jo ba mi no gu ba ti zom di xie me jia wa la li Chöpa ti ma ta kuk ni mi kwa la da pa ra cha mi kwa la da pa cha di pa chin du pa li gu pa ra khang zi ji wa yi Xin ni zi ji do pa chi xie dong do li sima ra di jo xie sung gu bi ni pa ra gu ji bu sa di li sung bi so Chizo ni sima gu na mi kwa la ra di jo pa do sima mi ching na ga wa Gavi la ra di ven zin bo ni son di ven ya sa le de de na sem no di wo ngo ba di ba no ti shum ba chu ba am shum ba ra to ba to ti ce rab din zin bi ve ce ma ce ma to wa ran ju wa kan yang ru bi ra di ven zin ma si ju ra di go wa si ba de de ni sem ra din zin ma si ba yin no wo che da na rab di ven jo ba si ba yin ye no rab din zin bi ve ti no Sim go go bara to ba tong wa ti cha na sim nong de wo ba de wa shi ji xi ne lo ro de zo ma xi wa yin ke so so sim go ba la ni tong xing ga yi yi la mi sa ti ten chi ru yi 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 mi chi ru chi ru xing go je ge ju ngo so ni sa yi ngo xi le xing yue ce ma kong xi no ang bo go ma so wa dong ka zi ce ma zi ba do nam ji xia de me ce dong nam ji xia mi la mi ni ji mi ni bi jo la mi song ba xi xin ma yi ba yi la xi xi xin ma yi ba ne ba dong de mu xue ba dong ni xi wa dong ta ba ta ta mi xi ba dong le lu dong de bi dong ba dong zong ju dong se me dong Jeva tang xini kwa ba tang xini yung so chang wang rama jibi xini ji chow jiki yila xie ba tang Sima ba tang buru ndu ba tang mi ba la de ba ra mi kwa wu xie song diwi ximi tse ma ni Ndere ximi gyula kwa jawa del li lo Lila tang di na xie ba ni zung ju tang sim tang jeva tang song ya jia ru Ndi xie wu ta Tā kīsā hīnzum tērā gāngzō kārāsā, tsāvē sācī rāpa shītā. Sīm mīkpa lā yīnī mātē bē ngā rūgatī shītā chāvā, tē bē cē shītā chāvā, tē bē cē shītā chāvā tērā mā kīsā tē shītā tī nā rīyā. Yīnī mīkpa lā tē tī sān kārī yā sīm shīngū nī bā yā rīs. Yīnī tī shīngū nī tē chīmē ngō tā ngō bā tī yīngi sā ngō sōng sā rā. Shītā tā shītā shīngū tī yī ngō bā shūng sō na. Any teacher would start paying young, quiet, naming double, country, Egypt, any true yet she worries. She was on her, any good job of young dear Dawada, in Tinsu Tongji, the country, as same Gabosia, draw you out today, she were in Tinny Karun Suna, in a Karsa, she was she to race, stuck is it in the city. Some time.
Gisela read a couple of passages from page 65 over to 66. Just to remind ourselves of where we left off last week. I remember we had two what called key points or outlines. What do we need to do before we engage in meditation? And what do we need to do? We are actually meditating, or we are. In our practice, and so things we have talked about are that while we are in meditation, there are two major obstacles that we may confront, or we have to, and they are laxity, jingba in Tibetan, and excitement or kerba. And we have already identified what laxity is and what excitement is. And some of the ways that we have talked about to counteract laxity and excitement are, so when we have laxity, we can't think about remarkable qualities of an enlightened being or the object of refuge. In that way, our minds is inspired and, you know, very uplifting kind of experience. That will help us to, you know, deal with laxity. Or we can also think about, you know, how fortunate we are to have this kind of fully endowed human form or precious human life. You know, the kind of life that is greatly meaningful, but a very rare kind of life and very difficult to find over and again. So as we think about these matters, if you will, you know, we feel inspired, and so inspired mind, you know, can counteract laxity. In the case of excitement, what we talked about is excitement is a case where our mind is really distracted to objects other than our focus, primarily due to, as we say, attachment. Excitement is a derivative of attachment, as we defined it. And one of the ways to deal with excitement is that we bring to our mind any kind of what we call things that will help to, that will calm down our mind, if you will. You know, so that's why we can think about perhaps the suffering nature of samsara. So that way, as we cultivate aversion to samsara, you know, the mind can calm down. You know, it doesn't get excited and then, you know, go bananas with it. He didn't say that, but, you know. So any other thing related matters, if we think about that, our mind can be, you know, brought down, so to speak. That helps us to deal with excitement. On page 65, as we can see that Baba Viveka's Heart of the Middle Way, as well as Shantideva's Compendium of Chaining or Abhidhamma Samuksha, tell us that you know, we can also reflect on impermanence, you know, transitoriness of things in order to you know, deal with excitement. Okay? So anything that we can bring to our mind, that kind of disenchants our mind, so to speak, that brings our mind down, calm down. So it is a good antidote. And now the thing to remember here is we also take into account an intensity of laxity and excitement. The things we just talked about really relates to, you know, what we call intense laxity and excitement, or great laxity and excitement, you know. So if our laxity is quite strong, you know, then we may have to temporarily, if you will, you know, defocus on our object of meditation, and we have to think about impermanence of things. We may have to think about, we have to think about the Buddha's qualities. We have to think about the fully endowed human form, right, and inspire our mind. Once our mind is inspired, then we should set our mind on our original focus, right? Sometimes we need to defocus, you know, if our laxity is quite strong. Now, the same goes with excitement. If the excitement is quite, you know, strong, then you know we cannot pursue our meditation on the original focus because anyway it is not there. So for the time being, we may have to think about impermanence. We might have to think about the suffering of samsara. And once our mind is calmed down relatively, then we can bring our mind onto the original focus. So that is to do with what we call great laxity and great excitement.
Okay. Hini tsiki ndokbar se xie dang, doli sim rabdi jogo xie suba gube nyen bur satel sungbe so, tse takar gubali ya sim ma pangmar dong ya yinshung gom ya xie, hini li karsadi, chingwa la in sim do ya tixie. Chizam nang se rwa, chidang xie na, sim chizam nang sim gu na, mikba rabdi njoba dang, mikba rabdi njoba sim ching na, Gawa Gawa Yula Rabdin Zema Ni Song this Rabda Sheta Sim Karsa Guba Shung Sana Sim Rabdi Duba the citizen Kanji to Sing Maratonga that's the Sim Duni Yashung Ratonga She in the Shima Shung Sana Sim Yaj Chair but Towns don't Sim Kumbushiadi to the Jita Tap to Ni Song Shasu.
No, sir. At the bottom of page 65, I quote, it is generally said that if your mind is excited, you should focus on the object of meditation, while if it is lax, you should think about a delightful object, and unquote. And what really that tells us is that excitement, is a case where we have, as we would say, forgotten our focus on the object of meditation, in which case we need to withdraw the mind from what is excited and bring it back to the focus. Okay? That is a general advice. And, laxity, in a sense, is when your mind sings too much, it's when the mind is withdrawn too much inside, then we really need to be, as we say, you're too uptight. You know, we need to relax a little bit, let go, make our mind kind of a little open it up a little bit. So that is a general advisement to deal with
laxity. In the detail, Karsiosan, any Gavet Semati, same rabbit in Zimbabwe, the simple Tumbosia, Mikbal Tumbuziagi, Semada, and Karza, Sema Tongar Chubas in the Dark, Tongar Chubas and Anda, Kaji Mikbal Tambur Zimbabwe, Kaji Tangjang Marcia, because the Sajang Marcia Derva. Rumi rabbit in Zimbabwe, Rabbit Gawashia, but there, Tennis Sim rabbit in Zimbabwe, you know, she said that this was.
So now we have a pretty decent quote from great Indian master, actually Asanga's Sharvaga Bhumi, or the levels of Sharvagas, which is a great source, for our calm abiding or serenity meditation. And what that quote tells us, according to Geshe-la's commentary, is that if not only that we have laxity already present in our mind, but if we kind of feel like laxity is going to pop up, like it has not yet, but even at that time, so we can inspire our mind by thinking about the things we said, the Buddha's qualities, other things that inspire our mind. Yeah. And so one of the reasons why we experience laxity is because we are losing, in a sense, what we call intense clarity of our focus. Remember, serenity meditation is not simply having some kind of clarity of the focus, but the clarity must have an intensity. Yeah. So lethargy is a case where maybe our grip on the focus is loosened too much, right? The mind is like that. Yeah. So make our mind perky, you know. Just kind of a tighten our grip onto the focus a little bit more, and mind becomes a little, you know, vigilant, and that helps us to deal with, lethargy. And but excitement, as we said, is a case of where, our mind has gone, you know, elsewhere, and we need to bring our mind home, so to speak. You know, we need to withdraw our mind from all the distracting things and bring it back to its original focus. And that also, like, even if you see excitement has not present yet, but if we doubt it, we said, okay, I think my mind is going to get excited, then we need to think about the relevant antidote.
Yes, so the good one, the guy, you said, the tinnitus, you mischievous. The good one said, because the same to moonnek of Redua, the same to moonnek of the same to moonnek of Gibbon, in the same limited good return to Mangayora. Mean your son, she taught you some more, but he is there. So the guy, same you, even you race.
你的我们的心里可是啊，千万念不得，等于同佛学佛的，你通不了的，对吧？我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我，我
namji nam namdyo da nami ni del ta ni gobja u da namji shudu jungi ni kaji shudu kaji re ni ta kaji ni subo puge ni subo te ya jo ro o de da shudu kaji ni go ro o ti ye bo
Okay, now I'll be on page 66. Number two, the caption reads, the underlying causes of laxity and excitement. And our main source here is Asanka's levels of yogic deeds. And the technical term that is used in this Lamrim text is called signs of laxity and excitement. But the signs do refer to the causes of laxity and excitement here. So first we are kind of dealing a couple of causes which are common to both laxity and excitement, if you will. Okay. Now what are some of those causes, if you ask? As we might have mentioned this some other day, is as it reads, not restraining the sensory faculties. In other words, when we don't restrain our senses, they follow their sensual objects, right? When we chase them, while that is a real cause of excitement, and it can also cause laxity, yeah. So when we don't discipline our sense faculties, they can chase their sensual objects, or we might even be sitting in meditation, but our mind is imagining all kinds of things that we have had experience, all the fun and excitement we've had. So anyway, all those imageries come into mind, and that is a distraction. Okay, so that's what happens with open door sense faculties, as we would say. Another case is overeating. So moderation is the way to go, as we would say. Yes, when we overeat, then we started to feel very kind of heavy and lousy, and then that generates laziness, and then that, kicks in laxity. Yeah. So overeating is another cause here. Another thing that we talk about is sleeping during the early and later parts of the night. Yeah. Now here we're really talking about serious meditators or practitioners, yeah. And so I was asking Geshe-la, what do we mean by early and later parts of the night? So he said serious meditators, they really need to take good care of their physical body, the strength. So they may need to sleep a couple of hours, right? And maybe we can say between the midnight and a couple of hours, wherever you stop it, right? That. But other than that, have to engage in the meditation, right? Not take love the morning nap kind of thing. So that wouldn't be good. So that would be another cause of laxity excitement here. Shishin member means, lack of vigilance. When we are not alert, right? When we don't use lose alertness, then that can, then laxity and excitement can creep in, if you will. Of course, those who have really sound sleep, the way maybe what's the language being used here? Oversleeping. I would go into really, deep sound sleep. And so that can be, again, a cause of, as we say, laxity. Lack of, as we say, skillful means of the method, meaning that, one who has really not acquired the required knowledge about laxity, excitement, how to deal with them, or all the, information that you need to engage in meditation properly, that would be the lack of skillful means of the methods, if you will. Of course, then we wouldn't know even the laxity and excitement are present in our meditation. And our laziness, yeah. Now this the part where if we talk about the laziness, aspiration, joyous perseverance, intention analysis, these are more the causes of laxity. Laziness, as we said before, is one of the causes of laxity. And then if you love being lazy, which is the enthusiastic perseverance, not the real kind of enthusiasm we talk about in Buddhism, right? We call it chuntu, which is taking delight in doing something positive. Well, this is not something positive. So you love, being lazy. That is the issue here, for sure. The intention, why is it called intention? It should be aspiration, I think. It's just aspiring to I get to be lazy, that kind of aspiration. Analysis here to do with, the things kind of relating to, just being lazy, and you know, the factors related to that, not analyzing in the sense of a good way, the constructive way, but analysis involved with all this you know, unuseful stuff. So these are the causes of you know, laxity. What am I missing anything? No, but in the case of, yes, laziness, as Geshe-la mentioned, laziness is not just a feeling of like, I don't want to do anything, but the laziness also can come in the form of procrastination. I know I have to meditate, but I'll do later, you know, I'll do tomorrow. Okay. So that is a laziness too. You know, it's called laziness of procrastination. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 침에 참만인 데 침에 줄 거죠. 저도 참마시나 줄다 따다 있는 건데 가 가자. 근데 저도 참마시 또 약딩 인데서 못 먹어요. 다들 감디 침에 주셔야 될 가자 참마셔야 돼. 줄 거고 그랬어요. 근데 줄 있는 참마셔야 리블 못 먹어야 줄 봐. 어디 들 거고 그랬어요. 다들 드시는 저 가자 세기 처리 마셔야 돼. 근데 손도 가자 중중도 나 대송교. 근데 세드 비게 또 숨자지 인 세사 그래서 숨자지 인 동아 동고 그래서 숨자지 동바 샤고 그래서 다 처럼 봤으니 가려서는 건제 다 공다 칼라드는 두고 칼라스에는 인 성이 쇼자 파르디 건제 비게 제베 님밤에 비지 뒤쪽에 봐 나지 비게 삼모단 다 성이 대바지 다 두도 그 말이 삼수 거 다 가서 사고 그랬어 왔다.
So remember we said overeating is a cause of laxity here. So then we said moderation is the way to go. So what does moderation mean in terms of eating? Bodhisattva Shantideva's Guide to Bodhisattva's Way of Life, somewhere there's mention about moderate eating means, you know, if we divide the space in our stomach into three spaces, right? One third is filled with food, one third with the liquid, if you will, one third empty. See, that's a moderation. Not completely blown it away, the whole, you know. And so, like, say, at night when you eat dinner, if you eat enough in the sense that you say, okay, this will last for me until breakfast, so I won't have to get up, you know, in the middle of the night and then look in the kitchen or something. You should go into all details, but the point is, right, then that's moderate. Enough to last until breakfast, and then you get to eat breakfast. Okay. So I think that measure is good, isn't it? One-third food, one-third liquid, one-third empty. Stomach.
That is the, you know, moderation. Kasan, in the Simikoa Mibatam, Tab Meshibatam, Namakin, the Hajan rubbed in Zimba, that Tangi Hajan Levish, that day Tam Java Dera, Tangi Hajan Levish, the Hajan rubbed in Zimba, and Dambi, Dubala Sobayan, rubbed in Zimba, she intitled the Sim Big Tartar, big Sim Sim Torrent of a Townsman, and the Tijul Droshi, and Gova Leongris, Zombala, Magumba, the Tabco, don't do something. In the Gomja, Magumineka, Yungor, and rather than Zemba, Shanga Majibi, Majib, Shanga Majib, the Gomasha, Nega, so teach George Gombatan, said that because the same child, the mother, she could go at the same Yangans on the day to get Hamo Nega Sigraval. Then you do the talk about loss of a good about the team, be sure, can you wrong, room, yes, same number in what was. You do know what was in that gadget. Gomja de Negale, you did the wind of that, because you know my share, because 7 to 10, the Tibetan call you with Jacob, some of that, and then there's actually this Jamura. It's just that Yabaka, this was it.
So it's more like clarification of what we just talked about, you know, how you know, we indulge in laziness, and then we love being lazy, and I call it joyous effort here, right? Which is not the real joyous, okay? And then because of that, you know, gives rise to, although it's called intention here, I would like to say it's aspiration. I aspire to continue to do the same thing and all of that. But these are, you know, the obstacles that we need to recognize, okay? So even though the term junju, joyous effort or enthusiastic perseverance may have been used with regard to the laziness, but that's not the right kind, okay? So that's why they're clarifying it once again so that we understand what it is. In the case of excitement, of course, it also has a number of causes. The first one is not restraining our sense faculties. And you know, then we get excited. We already talked about that. But we also have to be vigilant about objects of attachment, because excitement, as we said, is a derivative attachment. Anything that really can potentially generate attachment is a cause of excitement here. And I think relating to that would be, say, when we are in our meditation, then if we started to kind of worry too much about, you know, our relatives and the families and the circle of friends, I don't know, what are they doing, you know, are they doing okay or not, right? Then attachment to them could creep up, and then our mind get excited and can, you know, get distracted. So we have to think about that. And also, I mean, partly because these things happen because we are not yet settled down in the good meditational practice, right? Because of our lack of, you know, habituation, if you will, in meditation practice, that, you know, all these things could happen to us.
Okay. Hajan rab den zaba ne gaya yule sim sung cha ba te te den den bi du ba so ngar she ba she os che do te kar sa dum ba da ne zum zum ru da rab den zim ba du che ba sa du wa ka ji dam bo gwa ba sim gwa ba che da ne cha tu ge de ja du ji ge so ne in ti ji su zhong yang jiao de le kong bei de pan jin xi zong de ti ji zhong zhou xi cha cha de ya de ka ji dum ba da zeng ji xing du wa o ti ru te de zhe ba xi la ja ngar she ba she os te te da na
We are on page 67. Just as we talked about, you know, how what is this joyous effort, aspiration, and analysis could arise with regard to laziness, which is one of the causes of laxity. In the same way, should we realize that with regard to certain cause of excitement, we could also experience joyous effort, right? We bring to our mind something that really attracts our mind, object of attachment, and then we really get excited about it. We really want to pursue it furthermore, the joy, the sense of delight, right? That could arise, and aspirations could come up. So all of these things can arise with excitement as well. So we have to be aware of that, understand that. And so one of the things I mentioned here is only a couple of causes of laxity and excitement are mentioned here. Of course, there are many more. We can't really list everything from A to Z here. But one of the things is, as we talked about the other day as well, that as meditators, it's important for us to be able to check with our own authentic experiences, the things we talk about in the text, do they really make sense based upon our own authentic experiences or not? But what are some of the new causes that we discover, right, based upon that? So there are many causes, potentially, that we need to be aware of. And also we need to train our mind in a way that we are able to identify not only the coarse form of laxity and excitement, but also the subtle laxity and excitement. Yes, this is where we need to develop our skills to identify and apply vigilance or introspection. I call it introspection, right? So that introspection can kick in and identify, help us identify even subtle laxity and subtle excitement. Otherwise, remember one of the things we talked about some time ago, that we may assume that our meditation is going really well, but in reality, subtle laxity and excitement are very much present, and really, we don't have a quality meditation, if you will. Yeah, so we don't want to end up spending our life assuming that we have dedicated our life to meditation, but in reality, we haven't really identified the subtle laxity and excitement. So it's very important for us to educate ourselves about all these matters, and then be vigilant and use those skills in our actual meditation practice.
Tip machine no number the ship, the Michelle by Heavy, thinking the young but without so much heroes, without the Catanyavanga, Yimbo DJs, some kissing, little Yimbo Shesha, in the Tanga Javashe, Shingo Shah, the Yimbo number the Michelle Majus and the Shavashe. Shungo Shung, and the children did get a purchase, she does you talk marism in Timon Basha and call beginning Yavan to Matisha in those gum digging in the Silver Valley. Or this Tinka, you remember me, the function of Monica, and do Marisol, those in Yan to show in the by show here by the because Yam the top boy said the dash, and the single trauma to the boy said the Pertoma Machine Tarana Shabby, Tetap pun is dua ber dua macam, tapi tetap tinggi ni nampak. Sebab cingko cara dia terima tuan tinggi nampak tua yang malu. Sebab cingko cuma ni banyak, tapi macam ni tinggi ni nampak tua yang malu. Sebab dia tidak lama ni tu, ini tinggi ni gua mesti mesyik di sini, sini dua sini. Ini, bila sosok punya dah, sini tu yang jadi macam tu, tinggi ni gua mesti ingin kerja kayak malu semua. Tapi kalau cingko cuma ni kan je, berpantau macam tu res.
Now we have from page 67 to 68, one of the things we just talked about is need to develop skills to be able to identify subtle laxity and excitement, okay? Otherwise, when they are present in our mind, we will not apply antidotes to them because we don't know they're there, okay? So not applying antidotes to them itself is an obstacle. As it is talked about in the Maitreya's separation of the middle from the extremes, you know, where we identify, you know, different obstacles in our meditation, right? We can talk about the five faults of laziness, and then losing our focus, which is called forgetting the instruction, yeah? And then the laxity and excitement, and then non-application, you know, when they are present, we have to apply antidotes. If we don't do that, non-application is a problem, yeah? And the application, which we will talk about later on. So it's very important for us to be able to identify even subtle laxity and excitement in our meditation. Because, you know, somewhere some might have said, you know what, hey, the subtle ones don't really matter much. You know, it is the big ones, you know, which are the real troublemakers. If the small are there, they say, you know, it's okay. But here, I mean, Jaitan Buddha is very clear about that. He said, you know, those who say that, you know, they are not, you know, they are doing disservice to both themselves and others. You know, we cannot undermine the significance of subtle laxity and subtle excitement, because, you know, if we want to develop authentic serenity or calm abiding, shamatha, that state of mind is free of any kind of laxity and excitement. Now, it is not defined as, you know, you can have subtle laxity and excitement. I mean, that was never defined that way, right? So therefore, if subtle laxity and excitement are present, well, we have not yet developed the what called the standard or the authentic serenity. Yeah. So therefore, we have to be very vigilant about that. You know, don't undermine the small obstacles or the subtle, you know, obstacles. No, so.
Oda di jizhe di mra, jizhe shamba la sobe, tengen zi dribe, tsui ten la pabi, lo li shidur kibe, shir o se, yo tata gumna tog zin, chingu chung chung zi kai shik mara sen, kesu zin sha shwe yin na, in tengen zi jume dhuya jizhe shangu da, kanje song da, oda da, pakwa tome, sadi kor telo nge ru kor wa, nge ru du se. Da tita chingu, tita chingu, so go by lying, pace out, Toma Guba, the number in party chip, teacher, big ones, Toma Toma Gumjo did that. She once had the thing is the same thing, Mikwa's name, young Guajiva. She said, Toma Toma Gum did that, she once had the Yomar Sigora, Guva Yungo, said Mikwa Dingma. She said, Toma Lay, Toma 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 Delia, and pick a Guva, she said, Mikwa, to get the Roy to talk with Sigora, Mikwa Dia, Tal, big one last. Tetan baby, Guba, the Yuma Rakwa, King Loba, Ne, Loba, Nisha Jose, Yvan Joshi. Tetan Chi, Sonshawa, La Beardos, it doesn't begin, Miba knew the Shin in the Shimas at the Lego Roa, or Tishin, Yon Chim Sonshe, Tango Gun Sonshe, Tin Shim Sonshe, or Tosha, Nikasa, Rigbal the Shook, Shim Son La Beardos, Rigbal the Shook, Tony. And the Simpson Shivan, the Lion Governor, the Tower Shake, Nambala, how to Java, Jury, the Java, the Beijing, the Loba, the Nisha, Sheru, Sherun Dola, the Italian, Shima Java, Jury, Shima Java, the Beatles, that was called the Queen Sundi Shire Dwale. But the Tomboy and Guevajig is that same with dead, dead to the Shima Jaguaris. That Shima Jav is an insane figure, singing to Shukchi and Yapi, Mikwal Tomboy and Zim, the young Guevajit, Tangitel Guevachan. Tangit Mikwazan, the Goma, that is how to win in the Guevachajig is. In Guevachat, yes, the anti Guevian Botani, Yosema Payashi, Conje Kantaja Mazaja, in his biggest. She went in the car, young widow, and the queen saw that to me big in a Nyambo ten, and the thing is in Yamba Shop, let's say, whatever.
And this young man gets to be served. I'm also the timekeeper, see, multitasking. The thing we said is, you know, we should right from the beginning really learn the things to do in the proper way, practice, right? Don't get into the bad habit of sitting in meditation where subtle laxity and excitement are present, and we just keep on doing our meditation that way. Then it will be very hard to break the habit, you know, down the line. Okay, so it's very important to do the things properly from the beginning. And so if anyone undermines the what we call small obstacles or the subtle lack of excitement, it's really that's not the right way to do, because that contradicts what Maitreya has said in separation of the middle from the extreme and what Asanga has said in the Sharvaka Bhumi or the levels of Sharvaka. Okay, so we, you know, take their words, you know, as authority on these matters. And so the another thing is, as beginners, practitioners, the first thing we want to, we need to worry about is excitement, not the laxity, really. Okay? Why? Because all our problem is we want to put our mind on the focus, but it's not sitting on the focus. It's just getting distracted, right? So our problem is the excitement, number one. Okay? So therefore, we need to be able to recognize that and apply the method to bring our mind back to the focus. Okay? But now once we develop some kind of a stability of the mind on the focus, it looks like our mind is kind of sitting there, or maybe it's okay, then we have to worry about the laxity now. Because as our mind sits on the focus, but if it sinks, so to speak, into the focus, then this is the case of laxity. So therefore, we need to be able to identify laxity and apply the methods to that. So what really seems to be happening in our meditation is this laxity and excitement are alternating in our meditation, right? The excitement comes, once we deal with that, then the laxity comes, then deal with that, the excitement comes, you know. So we really have to have a good management skills here to be able to deal on two fronts, so to speak, these obstacles. So as we said in the beginning, worry about how to, you know, set our mind on the focus, because excitement is our major problem. Once we do well in terms of setting our mind on the focus, then worry more about the laxity, because sometimes we tighten our grip on the focus too much, okay, and that generates excitement. Sometimes we loosen our grip too much, that generates laxity. So we have to know all these ins and outs about, you know, how to deal with these matters. And so we got to stop there. And ladies and gentlemen who did the Mahayana precepts, you're welcome to excuse yourself. So we will do Q&A now. Okay, there is a traveling mic over here. Anybody would like to ask questions, ask for clarifications? If not, I would like to join with them for lunch, really, early lunch. That is excitement, I think. Oh, very good. See, I know you do.
You know, so in the examples that were set in, you know, page 65, those are examples of laxity, but is that examples of subtle laxity? I guess I'm confused. You know, how does one distinguish?
Oh, you mean the causes of the laxity? Is that for the...
Because it was mentioning subtle laxity, so okay. I don't know how you would... Mm-hmm. How can you distinguish between...
Okay.
How do you...
How do you...
What is this exactly subtle laxity,
or example,
or even excitement?
Jiwa chamo gomdi chuse gudwa, kanji ta di ta yu di ka yi dingin zi chung mi yin shaya di chang dirwa. Ta rakba zi di ta chango gudwa. Si ta shuk che chung ta yu lung dung zi dhe gu tharwa xe gudwa.
Sam ki nyatang rupad kar chak na ki, kuali ya se jeng ngari yu bachi shao khandi chak gudwa. Jiwa chamo dung wesen du ki.
Zi ta, dirwa, ta ko yu li pige, kar zi se jeng ngari me wa chi, ngari me wa na niyang, ti na la, te zi yang ngari chelu, te zi yung gudwa. Ti la ngari che chung yung gudwa. Ta ngari... 被送到其他没有，今天就来情况差没事，是吧？但是我们不晓得情况啥把这个的哇，我今天管这三个别个他们情况下，现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现
talked about this some other day, that even in the past, so-called great meditators or even great scholars, you know, they were not able to identify precisely what the subtle laxity is. So many of them assume that, you are in the, what are called serenity meditation, but according to Jerome Boche, you know, there was a subtle laxity present. Yeah. So now how can, that has to more come through our experiential, you know, point of view as a meditator. So the point we are trying to talk about here is, in the case of subtle laxity, as we said, serenity involves not only clarity of the focus, but intense clarity of the focus, isn't it? So we can talk about the different gradations of the intensity, okay? And so even if there is intensity, but intensity is kind of not really, you know, that sharp, then there could be a case of subtle laxity present. But our mind is focused well, and there's some kind of clarity, and pretty decent, like, you know, but still the intensity is not good enough. So in which case, there is a subtle laxity, you know, present. So, but that has to, really, we, as a meditator, we have to check more with our own experiential point of view and be able to identify it. All right.
Thank you. Hi, Geshe-la. It seems to me when I meditate that it's actually easier for me to be able to see excitement and laxity because I've learned a lot more about this than the actual object of focus.
Okay.
I have a hard time with the object of focus because if you use the image of the Buddha, for me there is too much going on.
Okay.
So I don't know if I what do I need to do to be able to. And I know some of the previous teaching you say just keep the outline, but the outline then is so blurry that you know I feel that I don't have much going on. So what is it that I need to do to be able to have a better focus, or what is it really that I need to visualize?
Great,
thank you.
Kurangi can condition the Kurang Yamlen the Chadagusa.
Yes.
Takingi and the Sungra number. Kishore said, you know, that kind of thing that we all experience is because, you know, we are not really, how to say, used to doing meditation so much. And usually we don't seem to think about this matter. So it seems like everything is fine. Now as we sit in our meditation, then we start to realize all these discursive thoughts in our mind. And as a matter of fact, you know, understanding that in the presence of discursive thought itself is not a negative. It's a good thing. Now, we, for the first time, as we are realizing, you know, what is inside, you know, happening, all this thing. Usually we just go about with our life and we really don't seem to care about it. Okay? So that's all right. But what Geshe-la feels is that, oh my goodness, now that was more than painful. Excuse me for doing this. Twist. I think as we talked about that, maybe in this case, perhaps it's good to do first meditation on our breath and kind of let our mind settle down. And then once you have a little sense of that, right, mind is calm, then try to focus on Buddha's image. You know, it could be a case of a lot of discursive thoughts, you know. I mean, that's happening. So therefore, as we said, first we try to focus on, you know, inhaling breath and exhaling breath, right, the cycle of breathing. So if we go through several rounds of that, then the mind seems to calm down on its own. So once we have a little calm state of mind, then we can try to focus on Buddha's image. In that way, maybe the discursive thought, all the, you said, too much happening, you know, that may be cut down a little, you know. So maybe that's the one way to deal with that. But also, if we have sudden and the beginning kind of a blurry outline of a Buddha image, we have to be satisfied with that, you know, because this is where we are right now. You know, we can't do too much, then that will be distracting. Okay. Does that answer your question? Yeah. Yeah.
When it's too blurry, is it better to then take the picture than the mental vision?
Oh, look at that. Yeah, Geshe-la said, you know, maybe, I mean, you do the breathing meditation, you have your mind calm down to some extent, then you have a really nice look at a Buddha's image, you know. And then once you're really doing meditation, you have to picture it inside your mind, right? You cannot look at that picture because your focus is the image of Buddha in your mind, you know. So you can do that. It's okay. But a part of this is, as Geshe-la said, you know, we talked about, you know, the need to build our practice on the ethical foundation. It is ethics. Yeah, so that's part of it, you know, because we are so used to deluded way of thinking, you know, I mean, we are the master of that. So it's just anything, you know, just distracted and easily agitated and easily excited, all these things happen. But those who have really followed ethical practice, and their mind is relatively calmer because they don't chase all the objects of attachment, sensual pressures, things like that. So that's part of the thing, you know, how we need to situate our practice in ethics as well.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anybody else on the other side of our glass wall? Questions? Are you okay? All right, maybe then we do dedication then. Okay. Oh, no, we have to do the quick written prayers.
Don't want to be on the day, but they couldn't share with you. Young to son of bed, you're a child.
O peerless saver and supreme teacher, Suddhodana's son, all the 17 masters and adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga and so on, all Dibhamkara as well as sovereign father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you have traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline, and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teaching of Lobsang, by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts, and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of five degenerations, and open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teaching. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure and bright wisdom and compassion, to eliminate our distress. We pray to you an incomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions, your body is the sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma, out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teachings of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king, who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views. Through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings, please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct. One who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus, that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa, by the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled. Where is the traveling mic? Could you please bring it to Vietnamese translation section.
Nam mô Bổn Sư, Nam mô Song Cứu Độ Chí Tôn, Bổn Sư Tịnh Phạm Thái Tử, Nam mô 17 Cao Tổ Chư Hiền Thánh Tăng Long Thọ Vô Thước, Nam mô Dipakara cùng Lama Song Kava Tôn Vương Tử Phụ, Quang Lâm Dương Chốn Hiện Tại Hiện Tiền Ban Truyền Phước Nhũ, Thanh Thang Đạo Lộ Trực Chỉ Chân Tâm Kiến Tánh Đẳng Giác. Ngài đã siêu vượt do nghiêm túc giữ ba tạng giới luật, rồi lại phát phi bay bổng tuyệt vời Bồ Đề Hạnh Chứng. Tôn Sư Quang Vinh Tứ Chúng Thỉnh Cầu Gót Sen Lễ Lạy, xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp Lô Sang bằng sự thắt chặt đai giới nghiêm minh thiền môn tự viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh, tinh chuyên hành trì du già mật định nhị phần chứng đắc. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham ba cõi hữu tình, thường bị bao phủ trao đảo khôn nguôi mãnh lực ngũ trược, đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát vườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà, xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện hành phước nguồn tứ chúng. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải tự tâm ân cần phò hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ huệ bi tình phổ dạng ngời, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời, niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt thủy uyên thâm của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, ngài nâng cao lòng vàng pháp bảo, trăm hướng vương lan tỏa muôn phương, báu thân ngài trói lòa phẩm hạnh, sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh bích chi, ngài từng chức Phật thệ ghi, hứa luôn hoằng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, vì phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thể ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại làm đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng xoay tường pháp bảo, thế thanh khơ thiền xảo độ sanh, trở lại làm đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lòng tà kiến, tam đoạn loạn xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc vô minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngài lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hàng tâm, thiền giả cảm nhận hồng ân nức lòng, xin mau trở lại làm bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mệnh chuyên cần, hương sen hé nhị hương lân pháp đàn, của sông Ca Ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo linh ứng, do thần lực chuyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin do sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Yin yun yin 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 dan guru Thank you.